This is The Jolt with Larry Flick on Sirius XMLQ.
Good morning. What a day we're having so far. Thank you for visiting with us. And join me in thanking Sir Tom Jones for joining us. What a dude. You know he's 75, still smoking hot. Smoking hot. Yeah. Still ahead this morning, we're going to be talking to Padma Lakshmi about the 13th season of Top Chef, which premieres tonight. Bianca Del Rio, who's already in the building. I just saw her in the hall. She was nice. I'm frightened. She'll be here in just a little bit. And right now, we are joined by a very talented young woman who's in a movie that we want you to check out. The movie is called All About E, and the actor visiting New York for the first time is Mandala Rose. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Did I say your name wrong?
No, you said it correct.
Oh, shoo. Relief. And here's the great thing about Mandala is that she could have sauntered in late because she's never been here before, and you were right on time. You were early.
Very early.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate. Were you here? You got here an hour early?
Yeah, I went and had a coffee.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Because I'm thinking they didn't tell me you were here until about 5 minutes before I came to get you. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you liking New York so far? You've seen about three blocks of it, right?
And those three blocks are pretty nice.
They're pretty nice. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So Mandala is one of the stars of a movie called All About E, which is... they call it a lesbian feature film, but it's just a really interesting film that happens to have lesbians as the lead characters. And you play a DJ, queer but closeted DJ.
That's correct.
And the hijinks ensue when people start to find out who you really are and you meet someone you really like.
Well, the person who I meet is actually my ex-girlfriend or the true love.
Right.
And he stumbles across a huge amount of money and decides to go on the run with her best friend, also husband, to keep him in the country because he's Irish. And they run away with the money and end up getting into a lot of trouble because he is trouble and no one will help her. And she decides to go back to her girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, who broke up with her about a year ago.
Wow. And it's a very fun movie, and with some really sweet moments, some very funny moments, some good action. And this is even though you've done a lot of work in Australia, this is your first really big opportunity in America.
That's right.
And so is there a lot of pressure attached to that?
You know, there was a huge amount of pressure when I first started filming it because it's the lead role. So the entire film rests on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But since it's come out and we've had a lot of positive feedback about the film, it's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah. And what is it like to be attached to a project that some people are calling a lesbian movie? Others are saying it's a movie with lesbian characters. It depends on really... marketing and the way it's consumed. How does that feel?
You know, it feels pretty good, especially when I have people who have seen the film, and I had a 13-year-old gender fluid individual actually approach me back in Adelaide and tell me that this film has made a lot of impact for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to kind of be that mentor for them, for everyone. And you know what? It's right. It's not just a lesbian film, because when you watch it, it's a story about love, about two people actually falling in love or re-falling in love.
It feels like it minimizes, having seen the movie, I feel like it minimizes what we're seeing, because you know, there's a difference between a coming-of-age movie and a movie about people who are experiencing life, and these are the people who happen to be experiencing this moment in life.
Exactly.
So who were your mentors?
Who are my mentors?
Yeah.
As in favorite actors or?
As in anything.
Anything. Oh, wow. My mentors. You know, as a kid and wanting to be an actor since I was very little, one of my favorite actors is Drew Barrymore. And that is because she's been in the spotlight since she was a kid and been through so much, bad things considered by the media. But she's been able to come out of that and has a really big name set up for herself now. And she's a positive influence for a lot of people. So she's always been one of my mentors.
What is the fuel that keeps you moving in what's a pretty tough business?
It's where my heart belongs. I've wanted to be an actor since I was little, and I was always told by my foster parents that it's a cutthroat business and it's really difficult to get into, and I'm most probably going to be waiting tables for the rest of my life. But I'm okay with that because there are pockets of moments where I'm in front of the camera and it's the best time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live for those moments.
That's really good. That's Mandala Rose joining us here on The Jolt. The movie is called All About E, and it is available on DVD and on demand, and you should please have a look at it. There's also a really good soundtrack that I've been listening to, and I now have a hard CD of, with an original score by Basil Hodjos. I'm sure I mangled that last name, but we're going to just hope for the best. So what does lead to your intention in terms of where you want to be? Do you think that this is going to be your entree into America? Do you want to be here?
I would love to be here.
Yeah.
I actually have a really good feeling about this film, about the role, and so far, I've never been to the States before, and this year I've been here twice.
Yeah, where were you before?
I went to San Francisco for Frameland Film Festival.
Okay.
Where All About E was screening.
Yeah.
At the Castro, which was something
about
different.
Being kicked into the deep end of the pool, my goodness.
It was an incredible experience. And then it went to Outfest in LA. So
it's a pretty big event.
Yes.
That's scary time stuff.
Yeah.
So have you given any thought to success as a performer, where in any way, leads to being exposed yourself? Very few actors or singers or poets even get to live with their lives in private. So are you ready to tell us all about your business?
About my business, about me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are things about myself that I need to learn to keep to myself. And as I grow as an actor in this industry, I will definitely learn how to protect myself. But I think I have a lot to give that can potentially help people within their own selves, coming from a really rough background. You know, it's all about following your dreams and living above that.
What was rough about your background?
And then there's a question.
Well, if you say that, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask.
I'm a foster kid, so
right.
I've been in foster care since I was 6 years old. And I was one of the fortunate foster kids to actually only have two families.
Wow.
And I was actually raised from the age of 8 until I was 19 by two Dominican sisters, by nuns.
Well, that's different.
That's very different and very cool.
I'll bet it was. But were you raised in a convent?
No, not at all. I was raised in a normal house. They didn't wear a habit. I went to a private school.
And were they active practicing nuns, or were they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were, you know what? They were very cool, because when I came out, I was a little bit nervous about telling my nun foster parents. But you know, as a kid, they used to take me to equal rights rallies,
mm-hmm.
and always say that love is love and it doesn't matter who you are or who you're with, as long as you're happy. So when I came out, I sat them down, we had lunch together, and I said, look, I've met this girl and I really like her and she makes me happy. And they just gave me a big hug and said, as long as you're happy, we're happy.
And so again, since you mentioned it, do you identify as lesbian or do you identify as bi or do you not identify at all?
I love women.
There you go. There you go. Because some people don't like the words. Old queens like me like the words. And I never ask people what their identification is unless I feel like they've cracked the door open for me to do that, because it's really sort of our business. Well, sort of, it's our curiosity, but not our business.
Correct.
So that's also a very interesting thing to begin your career with. I mean, obviously, you haven't just begun your career. You have been working for a while, but to begin your career in America as an out woman, is that tricky for you?
You know, I've had that worry that I might be typecast as a lesbian, but then I think about it and I'm like, well, one, who cares if I am? And two, I think I have talent enough to not just be cast as a lesbian. So, and I've played roles where I have played, you know, a straight girl or, but you know, it's like you said, it's just labels, right?
Yeah,
when you actually read the story or you watch the movie, it's the story that you watch, not their sexuality.
I mean, for some people, labels are super important, and for others, it's just what it is. I think it, having, you know, lived long enough to see the tide turn and shift and ebb and flow and all of that, I think it's now probably the best. If there is ever a good time to start out, it would be now.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So have you begun to even think about lining up your next job?
I actually do have a job coming up. So I've been cast as a lead in a series called La Douleur Exquise, which is French for exquisite pain. And it is a story that follows two women in a very male-orientated industry, entertainment industry. I play Sasha, and she is in the lighting industry, like a technician and all that kind of stuff. And her love interest is Elizabeth, who is a concert pianist. And it shows their love story over a non-chronological amount of time, like about, I think it's about 40-odd years. So after New York, I head to LA and we do some chemistry reading to read for Elizabeth and then start shooting on the 18th.
And where will that be seen?
Unsure at the moment.
Yeah.
So just shooting the first episode on the 18th, and then I'm guessing the director will bring me back to shoot the rest and we'll find out where it's going to be then.
Well, that's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very nice to meet you, Mandala.
You too.
You're a very charismatic woman. You're actually even more so than you are in this movie, which is lovely. I wish you lots and lots of good luck.
Thank you.
The movie, again, is called All About E. It's available via Wolf Video and DVD, and it's on demand as well.
And it's screening tonight, actually.
Oh, is it?
There is a screening tonight at Kips Bay.
Oh, okay. I know that area perfectly. It's a great place to go see a movie. So to be continued, please come see us again.
Definitely. Yeah? I would love to.
Stick around in just a couple minutes. Bianca Del Rio on The Jolt.